I'm Walt Lindelo with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Carrie Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools, for a district update. Here's more on what's happening at the Ishpeming Schools with Superintendent Carrie Meyer.
This past spring, we had our first eighth grade trip to Washington, D.C. It was a success. It was a great learning experience for our students. So our Board of Education made a motion to make this an annual event to support the seventh and eighth grade curriculum. This will be supported by parents and community with fundraising experiences, but it will be a rich experience to see our country's government and its heritage. Mm-hmm.
That's a good plan and gives them an opportunity to get an idea of kind of where all the laws and everything come from and the lawmakers doing their jobs. And so you're saying there will be a few opportunities for folks to step up and maybe help out with some of the fundraising.
We have a group that's actively fundraising. A lot of parents are involved with that. So I want to thank those who have already supported the trip the last season and who will be helping to support the trip in the future.
Also, other things going on have to do with some art programs and music programs. What's the latest?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about our strings program in Ishpeming. We have a total of about 60 students participating in grades 3 through 12. This program is free to all students. It's an after-school program, and it's divided into different age groups. All of our instruments have been purchased and maintained through donations, fundraisers, and grants. So our students, they participate in special events, you know, through the different seasons, such as they perform in the mall at Christmas and they perform at senior living centers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's also helped out by the community as well then.
Very much so. That has strictly been supported by grants and fundraisers, donations from various people.
Now, if people want to get involved with those, should they contact the central office maybe, or music department, or some of these programs?
They can contact central office or the music program. Ultimately, they'll direct you to central office to set up a fund and to help out with the program.
Other things going on include some other programs there for the kids.
Yes, at Birchview Elementary, we're excited that we have a very nice art program. It's taught by Ann Asplin, who is a teacher and an artist herself. Each year, our students from Birchview participate in an annual art show at Northern Michigan University. Our students also display their art on Artsonian, which is a web-based site that allows parents to view their work online and allows you to share with family and friends. And parents can also purchase various items that their children's artwork.
Lots of things going on, including some health and wellness initiatives that you are taking in the district. What's the latest with that?
This year, we've had a very large initiative to support healthy living and wellness. We're hoping these efforts support our structures to provide a culture of physical fitness for the rest of students' lives. In the last few weeks, our staff has been granted money for health, fitness, and wellness from three different grants. The first one is a grant awarded from Blue Cross Blue Shield to build healthy communities in efforts to promote physical fitness. We are given $3,000 to spend on new gym equipment. Mm-hmm. And we really believe that physical activity will play a part in reducing mental stress, which is important for healthy living.
Mm-hmm. Other grant funding and other things that are helping out as well.
Another award we received is the Fire Up Your Feet Award that encourages students in schools to be healthy and physically active. Schools from all over Michigan participated, and they tracked physical activity for a given month. Our staff and students encouraged families to create accounts. They tracked activity. Our health classes tracked activity, and even some of our teachers track their daily activity in the classroom. We received three different awards for that Fire Up Your Feet Award. We received a first place for the Fall Activity Challenge worth $1,200, a first place for the Walk to School, which was $2,150, and another $100 award for the National Bike Award for a total of that grant of $3,450.
It certainly seems like it all ties into keeping the kids active, which is important, it sounds like, with these various programs.
Absolutely. One that we were awarded, one of our staff applied for through the Western Marquette County Health Foundation, and we were awarded money to arrange for the YMCA to visit our PE classes to provide yoga, Zumba, dance, strength and fitness classes to promote healthy physical activity.
Certainly seems like a lot of options there for the kids, which I'm sure they're probably enjoying having that.
Oh, absolutely. And we really feel these grant opportunities will re-energize our school environment to empower healthy choices.
Now, coming up here very soon is, of course, the Christmas break. That's going to be the holiday break where you're going to be. When does that start for students in the district?
The last day is December 22nd.
Of course, before that, there's always musical performances and things, and you've got a full list of things. What's happening?
Tomorrow, December 6th, our middle school choir concert is at 7 o'clock. December 17th, we have our band concert for both middle school and high school at 3 o'clock. December 20th is Birchfield Elementary, which is junior kindergarten through grade 4. They will start at 9:30 a.m. with the kindergarten and JK and then have a short intermission and go into first grade through fourth grade. And then on December 21st is our high school chorus concert at 7 o'clock p.m.
Now, with these concerts like the high school chorus and the band, where are those concerts held for folks that want to catch some of the music?
Our chorus concerts and our Birchfield Elementary are all in the Peterson Auditorium at our middle school, high school. And then our band concert is usually showcased in the gymnasium.
That's the comments of Kerry Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.